It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll look at the latest research on the first Americans, the first humans to cross over into North America. First, some people will be going dry in January, but high-risk drinking is up overall around the United States. Some of the biggest increases are among older Americans and women. That's according to an annual survey published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Wisconsin has long seen high rates of binge drinking and driving under the influence. A report from 24/7 Wall Street last year placed 12 Wisconsin cities as some of the, quote, drunkest in America. But Wisconsin communities have long tried to encourage more responsible alcohol consumption and treatment for addiction. Laura Heeb facilitates the Brown County Alcohol and Drug Task Force. She's the chief nursing officer and senior vice president at Bellin Memorial Hospital. Laura, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, when you see these numbers around the country, what are you seeing, Laura, here in Wisconsin and in your Brown County area?
Yeah. In Wisconsin, we continue to obviously carry the title of one of the areas with the highest binge drinking rates in the nation. I think we're second to North Dakota. So we continue to struggle with that, and that particular problem comes at a cost for Wisconsin of about $6.8 billion a year related to the outcomes of alcohol misuse.
Can you talk about what we mean when we say binge drinking?
Mm-hmm. According to the CDC, we use a definition of binge drinking for women. It's four or more alcoholic drinks in one outing, and for men, it's an average of five or more drinks in one setting.
We've done shows in the past on binge drinking, and I have seen responses sometimes on our social media saying, well, if you define it as that small an amount, of course we all binge drink. I mean, people have a different cultural norm, it seems like, of drinking here in Wisconsin than around the country.
That's true. On average in Wisconsin, the binge drinking number that we tend to be located at is about 9.6 drinks on average is what our individuals will consume. And you hit it on the head when you talk about the culture. When we think of Wisconsin and we think of how we're represented across the nation, many times we are looked at as the state that is very high with our drinking rates and our binge drinking problem. And that's one of the things that our task force is really focused on, is how do we influence our culture around alcohol misuse, and how do we create a culture that leads us more to healthy choices or alternatives to binge drinking.
That national survey we mentioned found the increase in binge drinking around the country being driven by women and by seniors, older people. Let's take each of those in turn. Let's start with women. Are we seeing women binge drinking more here in the state?
You know, we don't have the actual detail driven down to our county levels, but anecdotally, we are seeing women on the rise with their binge drinking rates. And, you know, we've talked about that in our task force, and there's probably multiple factors that play into it, but the fact, you know, that stress plays into it, mental health issues, depression, access to alcohol, those are all things that are playing into what we believe is influencing our women.
And how about seniors?
You know, it's interesting. Our data with the seniors, as we looked at some of the data, it shows that our seniors here in Wisconsin tend to have less social connections as they get older. So they're more socially isolated. And that is one of the influencers that we believe is playing into the use of alcohol, along with, again, high rates of depression or mental health issues. And you put those things together, and there is that opportunity for alcohol to become a larger problem in both those segments.
We're talking to Laura Heeb with Bellin Memorial Hospital. She's also on the Brown County Alcohol and Drug Task Force. She's the facilitator there. Laura, let's talk about solutions you're working on in your area. What kind of efforts are there to bring down binge drinking?
Mm-hmm. Well, our task force is mainly focused in three particular areas. And one is public awareness, you know, just creating the awareness around the problem and the output of what alcohol causes to our community. That's one of the key areas that we're looking at, as well as also focusing in on public policy. You know, what are we doing in our communities related to the number of alcohol outlets? What are we doing related to local ordinances or legislative issues that could impact binge drinking or alcohol misuse? And then the third area that we're really focused on is access to care, making sure that we have what is needed for those who are struggling with alcohol and that we can get them in and get them help. So those three focus areas that we have are very much in alignment with what the Surgeon General just put out in his report also, saying as you work on these issues within your community, you really have to take multiple approaches in order to influence an outcome.
As you talk about these issues in your community, do you get the sense that we in Wisconsin, the public at large, are taking this seriously, or is it more that's just Wisconsin, we drink here?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. I think we get, you know, there is a little bit of that thought process, and the culture is really hard to, I think, break into. A lot of people have that mindset. They believe, you know, it is Wisconsin. This is what we do. And you know, many people say, well, that's a big part of our everyday life. And what we want to look at is, are there alternatives to that? And can we create an environment where, you know, you can drink sociably, but you do it in a way that's safe and it's not detrimental to yourself or to others around you? And that's what the team is spending a lot of energy trying to, I think, get our arms around. The other thing is, you know, that the alcohol industry is a business. And one of the things that our task force is doing is trying to collaborate with the Tavern League and those who are in business and serve alcohol to say, again, how can we collaborate together to do it safely and work on the culture within our community?
I want to look at another demographic group. We talked about women and seniors going up when it comes to binge drinking. Apparently, millennials drinking less at this point than other generations. What do we know about younger alcohol consumers?
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that we're talking about when it comes to the millennials is what their preferences are. And, you know, we're seeing that the millennial group is focused on health and well-being and creating that family type of environment. So, and also being good stewards in their community. And I think we're seeing that have some influence, although, again, within our particular market, I haven't seen as dramatic of a decrease in the millennial group. The one thing we do know is that some of our millennials also are more interested in more of microbrews and some of these specialty types of drinks, which are more expensive, and so they tend to have less of them.
You mentioned the lack of social connection for seniors. You mentioned the connection between with social drinking. Is part of the answer here looking at the way we interact with each other, connect with each other, and making sure that at least some of the time that doesn't include alcohol, or at least not that much alcohol?
Yes. And, you know, one of the things that the task force has been working on is trying to create a positive feedback loop to those folks within our community who are following a lot of the evidence-based practices when it comes to serving alcohol within their events. And, you know, those who actually have chosen to not serve alcohol or who do it sparingly, the task force is sending them some positive feedback saying, hey, thank you for, you know, coming up with alternatives and for creating a safe environment and following a lot of the standards that we recommend if you are going to host and serve alcohol. But one of the things is, you know, trying to create an environment where alcohol is not the main focus, and that the other activities that are at the event are the main focus.
Laura, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Laura Heeb facilitates the Brown County Alcohol and Drug Task Force. She's the Chief Nursing Officer and Senior Vice President at Bellin Memorial Hospital. Been talking about new national data showing an increase in binge drinking in the United States. We've been finding out how that plays out here in Wisconsin.